The American Cancer Society, Heart Association, Lung Association, the Dallas County Medical Society, and Texas PTA are part of Smoke Free Dallas. Its chair, Karen Hoyt-Potasnik, says it's time for Dallas to protect all workers from secondhand smoke.
This is not about the legal right to smoke. It's about workplace safety. Workers should not be forced to choose between a paycheck and their health.
Director of the Dallas Restaurant Association, Jamie Green, has seen a draft of the new smoking ordinance. She says it does not include restaurant patios. She does not expect the big fight of 2003 when the city banned smoking in restaurant bars, bowling alleys, and bingo halls, among other areas, and the Restaurant Association led the opposition.
It's very different nowadays because a lot of cities have very stringent smoking policies, and you're seeing more and more cities go towards non-smoking.
Green says the association supports statewide smoke-free legislation. Potasnik says a smoke-free Dallas survey last month showed 67% in favor of expanding the smoking ban to all indoor workplaces. The city council is expected to take up the issue this fall. BJ Austin, KERA News.